"Maggie," Jack said, "this was definitely not your fault. This guy probably has a dark past that we don't know about. You rejecting him and then going on with your own life shouldn't make someone kidnap any human being, no matter how hurt their feelings got. This wasn't your fault, got it?" "Okay," Maggie said, still feeling guilty. "Okay, try to get some rest. Good night." Jack walked to his bedroom and went to bed after a long day of kidnapping and police stations. Maggie was left alone in the living room and still thinking about how she could have avoided this whole situation by talking to James and reasoning with him. She carried these thoughts into her own bedroom and drifted off to sleep. The next morning, Jack and Maggie ate steaming blueberry waffles with syrup and cups of milk, their favorite. Maggie looked at her breakfast with a blank face and barely ate anything. She still felt like her being kidnapped because of her. Happened because of her. "Maggie, come on, we talked about it. I'm telling you, it wasn't your fault. Please let it go," Jack said.